Chris Kowalik, spokesman for West Midlands Ambulance Service. When we got there, and our call was at 6 o'clock in the evening, a double-decker bus had gone into the front canopy of a Sainsbury's supermarket in the middle of Coventry city centre. This was in Trinity Street, and there were a number of casualties, some in the bus and other people around the bus and in front of the supermarket on the pavement. And when we arrived, there were people who were outside the bus who may have been passengers in there. There were people that had walked away and then come back, you know, some of the walking wounded. So that what we dealt with was a number of people, some of whom, as I say, were on the bus, some of whom were around it. But of course, we're not there when it actually happens. We deal with the aftermath of it. So what we're certain of are the casualties and the details of the casualties that we dealt with, which were obviously there were the two who died very sadly. One was the boy who was on the bus. There was the lady, the pedestrian, who was outside the bus being a pedestrian. There was one person who was checked over and discharged at scene. There was a girl who went to Birmingham Children's Hospital with a number of serious injuries and was taken to the hospital in Birmingham on blue lights and under police escort. And then there were five less serious casualties, but all with injuries, going to University Hospital Coventry in Warwickshire. The nine-year-old girl, she had a face, head, leg injuries, suspected chest, abdominal and pelvic injuries, numerous injuries, serious injuries, and she was taken to Birmingham Children's Hospital on blue lights and under police escort.